The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. John the Baptist describes quite a scene when Jesus was baptized. And in fact, we just celebrated earlier in the week the feast that's known as the Baptism of the Lord. Quite a dramatic scene. Jesus goes into the water. John baptizes him. The Holy Spirit comes down, swooping down on Jesus to indicate that he has just been anointed, so that he can go out and begin his public ministry of preaching the gospel, performing miracles, gathering apostles and disciples to himself. And although John the Baptist doesn't describe it here, when we read in the other parts of the gospels where Jesus' baptism is described, it says, "The Father's voice thundered from heaven and said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" So we've got this big dramatic scene, a big celebration in a way of Jesus being ordained, anointed, commissioned to go out and do what? Begin the really, really hard work of trying to save people. It was hard work. We can think of it as glamorous. Oh, we perform miracles. Oh, we preach so well. Well, let's think of it this way. For all of that, Jesus, he very rarely slept in the same place for very long. He is what we call an itinerant preacher, a preacher on the move, going from one place to another. And though he preached beautiful sermons, a lot of people, in fact, ultimately most people, said, that sounds good, but I got my own life. It was hard, unglamorous work. And it kind of reminds me of my ordination day. You know, I went to school for 4 years when I was an old man at the age of 32 to study to become a priest. I worked real hard, but my ordination day, Father Alex, your ordination day, I'm sure you'll never forget it, right? Beautiful day, big celebration. All the people we love there that could make it. Priests, I'm sure that there were a lot of priests there with the bishop. And what a celebration, what a high, right? Now, Father Alex will appreciate this very much because in a way, you know, it's just like Jesus was anointed with the Spirit to go out and do the hard, unglamorous work of preaching the gospel. Well, if I didn't know that that was what I was going to be doing, it certainly was driven home to me when, now there's a certain part in the ordination ceremony where the guys who are newly ordained kneel down. And after the bishop ordains you, he puts his hands on your head, all the other priests who were there file past the guys, and we're kneeling like this, okay? We're kneeling like this. And all the priests who were there, and there were dozens and dozens at my ordination, there were probably hundreds and hundreds at Father Alex's. And they're all going by, and they put each one puts their hands on your head, and they pray silently. You know, and you know, you're in the stratosphere. You just, your head's way up in the clouds, you know. All this is happening, and God is doing this wonderful thing for you. And there was one guy, to this day, I don't know who it is. It's a brother priest in the Diocese of Worcester. He puts his hands on my head, because we're all like this, you know, we're not looking up at anybody. He puts his hands on my head, and he leans down and goes, "Great, now get to work." Go out and get to work. That's what it's all about. Now, we've kind of gone through that in the church and in our society, too. We just had the holidays, right? Then we celebrated Thanksgiving, and then we celebrated Christmas, and then we celebrated New Year's. And we're, you know, going to parties, and we're looking forward to getting together and seeing the people we love and having big meals and stuffing ourselves. And in the church, oh, boy. In the church last weekend, we had flowers all over the place. We had the manger scene there, all kinds of decorations. We're singing Christmas carols. And boy, you should say, I really wish they could have worn it tonight. I had this beautiful, beautiful set of vestments that have Jesus, Mary, and Joseph on the front and the Magi on the back. And I don't get to wear that anymore because guess what? Christmas season is over. And we're into, what do we call it? Yeah. Ordinary time. We're in the middle of a cold, dark winter. No holidays to look forward to. Hoping we don't get snow. What have we got to look forward to? It's, even in the church, it's calling it ordinary time. But let me ask this. Is ordinary time really all that ordinary? Because we'd better find a reason to think it's extraordinary. Well, we're going to have a long, cold winter, even if the groundhog sees his shadow. Fortunately, there is something to find extraordinary about ordinary time. And as I said, you know, it's 34 weeks of the 52 weeks of the year. It's most of the year. And we call it ordinary time because it's outside the special seasons of Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. Now, here's the thing. If anybody can answer this question, I'll give you a nickel. There is a real special reason why we wear green in ordinary time. Anybody know what it is? Why we wear green? Hold that thought, then. I'm going to tell you. Oh, you're right, liturgically correct there. You're getting nice green. There's a reason. So I'm going to tell you another story, which will help us understand why green, you see the green banners, why we wear green. Father Alex knows why we wear green. Matt, I'm sure, well, the adults here know. I know some of you youngsters will know, too. But so here's a story. Go back to, I was ordained a priest. My mother was still alive, so that's 10 years ago at least. My dad, I think, was still alive, so this was before 2010. But I was a priest, used to love to go back and have dinner at my folks' house. We had the family house in Malta. So one night after dinner, during the summer, everything, you know, is growing outside. I'm doing the dishes with my mom, I'm drying the dishes, I'm looking out the kitchen window, and I'm looking at a tree that I thought I used to climb when I was a kid, when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And so that's the tree. It's right next to that rock. That's got to be the tree. But I'm looking at it, and it's like 100-something feet high. And I'm thinking, I used to climb to the top of that tree. And I turn to my mother. I says, "Mom, is that the tree that I used to climb when I was a kid?" She says, "Yeah." I said, "How did you let me do that?" Youngster that I was, little kid, climbed all the way to the top of that tree. That was dangerous. I'm going to call child services on you. And my mother, she just laughed. I mean, what are you laughing about? She says, "You know what? When we were living here 10 years, and you were about 10 years old, and there was like nothing. There was nothing. I've seen pictures of like when they moved in. I was just a little baby. That tree was only about 10 years old. So it was only about 25 or 30 feet high. So she says, that tree was not 100 feet high. That tree was about a third of the height it is now. She says, don't you get it, kid? Things that are alive grow. Things that are alive grow. Now, with that little bit of information, can anybody tell me why we wear green during ordinary time? You get a nickel. One of the confirmation candidates, please. Huh? Remember, green is the... What's green the color of? Huh? Ah! You're going to get confirmed. Can you say that again louder?
A symbol of growth.
Green is the symbol of growth. Because most things in nature that we love to see grow are green, like trees and grass and plants. And so I wear green, and Father Alex wears green, and we have green in all the different places in the church, because it means that during ordinary time, we're supposed to be growing. Growing spiritually with the Lord. And you young confirmation candidates, that's what you're doing right now. You know, I know it's been a long day, and you've been probably talked out, but all of this, we're planting seeds, and you've been growing in the Lord, and now you're old enough, you've grown enough where you can say, you know what, this Catholic thing, I'm choosing it for myself. I want to continue to grow in the Lord, and I want to do it in the Catholic faith community. I want to follow Jesus. I'm choosing this for myself, and I want to keep growing and growing with Him. And that's every day of our lives. I'll let you in on a little secret. You know, I'm a priest, and you say, well, a priest gets to do a lot of exciting things that people don't get to do. And that's true. But you know, no matter what you do, if you do it all the time, you get used to it. There are days when I go into the rectory and I'm like, Father Carl said, what'd you do? Say, oh, nothing. But I've heard confessions. I've celebrated Mass. I've visited the sick and given them the anointing. I've listened to people in crisis and know that I've said something through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that's given them comfort and strength. I know that I've done a lot of great things because the Lord did it through me. So when I'm honest, yeah, it seemed like a ho-hum ordinary day, but it was extraordinary. In every day of your lives, all of us here, but especially the young people, you get up, you go to school, you do your homework, you go to practice, you do this, that. All of it is a miracle. I'm telling you that. Every day, you, especially you young people, you're on an adventure with the Lord. You're growing with the Lord. So many questions. Your future is all before you. What did God put me on this earth to do? What kind of a career am I going to have? Who am I going to marry? Am I going to get married? Maybe I'm going to be a priest. What profession and vocation has God called me to do? What job did He put me on this earth to do that nobody else in the world can do? He picked it out just for me. Every day is extraordinary in an adventure with the Lord. Now you're going to get confirmed, and that's going to be a big deal. The bishop's going to come, you're going to be celebrating, he's going to put the hands over your head, he's going to put oil on your forehead, he's going to congratulate you, and that's going to be like my ordination day and the day Jesus was baptized. And then you're going to go out, though, to do the hard work of continuing to grow and help others grow in the Lord. And guess what? The only way you're going to ever find true happiness in this world is following God. And for us Catholic Christians, that means following Jesus. So let's get excited. Even though it's snowing out, it's cold, it's ordinary time. And that's extraordinary because God is with us every step of the way.